B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Dodgers are in town, Junis. And who's the name I brought up to you? Who did I bring up to you with the Dodgers?
Tommy Lasorda,
correct. So Tommy Lasorda hated the Fanatic.
Yes.
Hated. I don't know why. I don't even know what the beef was of why Tommy. Now, Tommy was awesome, right? Norristown, the whole thing. His brother Smokey. Right? Like, awesome people. So, but Tommy didn't like the Fanatic. So, a friend of the Fanatic, Dave Raymond, who is an awesome guy and the original Fanatic friend, is on the line. Dave!
Yo, cuz, what's going on?
What's up, buddy?
How you been, man?
Real good, man. Real good, bro. How about you?
I'm doing great. It just reminds me today with the Dodgers coming in why I'm glad that I was able to find the Fanatic another good friend to be with for a while, because right about now I'd be panicking about where I was going to go get the Fanatic jersey, if the dummy was cleaned and ready to go. You know, we were all, you know, because it was about getting under Tommy's skin. That was the trick. You know, you'd get under Tommy's skin, then you get a great reaction. Like you were mentioning, he didn't need any excuse to be angry at somebody. He was angry. He was figuring out a way to be angry at somebody that could fire up his team. I mean, he hated the Fanatic because he loved when he got on the Fanatic. His players would love to see Tommy go nuts because it entertained them. You know, so he had a purpose for all this stuff, you know. He figured if he was angry at a Muppet and his team got excited about it, then he would do it every time he came. I loved him. He was amazing. It was the best.
What was the conversation like, Dave? What was it like? Like, what would he say to the Fanatic?
The first thing he would do is he would... He would forget that I was the best friend of the Fanatic, and he would use my name. He wouldn't use the Fanatic's name. And, of course, no one could string expletive deleted together better than him. He was a master at it. So it would be, you know, Dave, I will bop a bop a bop a bop a bop a bop a bop. And then
Baba Baba.
And I would be in the costume, you know, half frightened, but also I was getting entertained, too. So, you know, and the Fanatic was just, you know, he was running for his life. So it was entertaining for everybody. It was entertaining for me. And you know, he would meet me at all kinds of events over the years. And he'd come up to me and he'd have an entourage around him. And then the first thing he'd say to me was, "Hey, man, how's your dad doing?" Because, you know, he was really appreciative of what my dad did. And, you know, they're both involved in coaching athletics. And so that'd be the first thing he'd say. Then he would look at everybody around him, and then he'd point at me, and he'd say, "See that guy right there? He's lucky he's alive." and then he would go on and tell the stories about how, you know, the Fanatic would defame the Dodgers uniform. The Fanatic would defame the Dodger blue. And, you know, he was I saw him do this. Any way at all that he could figure out anything that could, you know, get his players excited, entertain his players, you know, because you're talking about, you know, high-priced, high-performing professional athletes. You can't engage them the way they did when they were in high school or college. And he used everything under the book to be able to get them. And sometimes it was directed right at them, but a lot of times it was directed in the environment around them. And boy, when they saw him go off, it was, you know, this is why he was so great and why he'll be remembered forever, because the game has the Tommy Lasordas and the Earl Weavers and the Billy Martin sucked right out of it. We just don't have that entertainment anymore. And it was, you know, I'm talking about the best entertainment you'd ever pay for. All you had to do was buy a ticket to a game when the Dodgers came in town, sit down and watch him. He was tremendous.
Yeah, that's fabulous. I mean, that's is there one particular time that stands out where the Fanatic really got him good?
Yeah, I mean, well, it's all you have to do, everybody today, if you haven't already, go Google Lasorda versus the Fanatic on YouTube or Google it. You'll find it. Over 2-3 million people have watched it. And So Sachs, Steve Sachs, used to get me his jersey all the time. And it would be like a scene out of The Shining. Like, Sachs would knock on my door. I'd open the door. He'd shove his hand in first, and so with the jersey. And then his face was squished behind the door because he was a frightening character. And he'd go, "If you ever tell the old man I got his jersey, I'll kill you." Because he knew he'd get in trouble. So there was a time where this was coming to a head. The Dodgers were in last place, and they came to town on a losing streak. And it just so happened that Lasorda was engaged in a bet with Hershiser to lose weight. SlimFast had picked up on it and were running ads, about it. So he came in 2 weeks without pasta. His team was last place. They were losing. And then he had figured out a way not to bring his jersey on the road. He told his clubhouse manager, "Don't ever give Donald care. Who asked? No one gets my jersey." Well, I knew this, and I went and bought a jersey, a Dodgers jersey, and had a seamstress sew Lasorda on the back. So I come out with the dummy. He's like, "Where'd he get it?" He's looking at his clubhouse manager down in the corner of the dugout. And he just, and I pulled up, the fanatic pulled up in the four-wheeler, jumps out, got the dummies, dance with the dummy, and he just comes running out, head of steam. And I thought, uh-oh. And grabs the dummy, beats the fanatic over the head. If you watch the video, you'll see the fanatic's head kind of go sideways like it's not supposed to. And it was the one time when the curtain was going to be pulled back. Fortunately, it didn't happen. And he started dragging the four wheeler into the dugout. And I'm thinking, wow, the fanatic can't delay the game. And he fires a baseball at the fanatic on the way out. I mean, it is just, because the beautiful thing is the audio is from the L.A. broadcast crew.
Oh.
And they're going, "Oh,
Junis, you got to dig it in the vault. Go get it, Junis."
He goes, I'm forgetting who was the play-by-play, who was the color. He said, "I've never seen Tommy move so fast in his life." And they're just, it is classic, classic stuff. And it's, it is one of the all-time favorites of people who are fans of the fanatic. I do a lot of public speaking, and we also have a Q&A afterwards. And I joke, we call this the Sorta Factor. And I, for illustration, I could tell you, look, I'll cure all cancers in the entire planet. And all you have to do is the first question you need to ask me how. And then I'll tell you how to cure cancer. And we get done and said, let's go to questions. Somebody raised their hand and said, "Was Tommy Lasorda really mad at you?" It's like, you just can't stop the Lasorda Factor. Everybody wants to know about it. They want to know what happened.
That's awesome. That is so awesome, man.
Yeah.
That's great stuff.
I can't wait to go and watch the Dodgers and not have to worry about how the fanatic is going to fare. I can sit back and relax, my friend. That's all it takes now.
That is awesome. What do you got cooking? What are you doing?
Well, I'm doing a lot of speaking. I talk about the value of fun and how fun can help you overcome. And, DaveRaymondSpeaks.com. You guys want to have me come in? I've been doing a lot of it. I love it. It's great. And it's wonderful to see people who just continue to throw love and affection my way. I'm blessed.
Ah, that's beautiful. Well, you listen, the original friend of the fanatic, Dave Raymond. Dude, you are a gem.
Thanks.
All right? You're a gem. Bobby's job says hello.
All right, man, I will. All right.
See you, buddy.
Bye now.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.